keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Yes, we certainly are going to have a ball here tonight. If my microphone is on. Yeah, I guess it's on. Sure. Okay, my name is Lou Rollo. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the October 11th, 2007 edition of the Big Beat Show. Right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And we open up tonight's program with something by the Rainbows from Washington, D.C. Probably, well, definitely an unreleased piece, and probably by the Rainbows. Some things on this Rainbows CD are not actually by the Rainbows, but I believe that one was. And it's called Have a Ball. Now, by surprise, I'm going to be on for an hour and a half of Big Beat tonight, and then I'll be filling in for Richard Skelly on the Low Budget Blues show at 8:30 till 10 o'clock. And that's a pleasant surprise for me. Richard has to be away. And he asked me if I could do that for him, and I love to do that, as you know. And so for the first hour and a half, we got some group harmony for you. And we're going to do something by the Cadets in a moment. But first, here are the Pilgrim Travelers.
And the walls come tumbling down, down, down. And the walls come tumbling down, down, down.
My name it is for Pilgrim, to Canaan land I'm bound. Just traveling through this wilderness on this enchanted ground. You may talk about the king of Gideon, you may talk about the man of Saul, and that land good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho that morning.
Just at the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just at the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, down, down. Just at the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just at the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, down, down.
Up to the wall of Jericho, hear my dread spear in hand. Go blow them around, for Joshua's black kiss, the battle is in my hand. Up to the wall of Jericho, hear watch with spear in hand. Go blow them ram home, Joshua cried, cause the battle is in my hand. Then the ram lamb sheep home began to blow, and the trumpets began to sound. Oh, Joshua shouted, glory! And the walls come tumbling down that morning.
Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, down, down. Joshua beat the battle, Joshua, Joshua beat the battle.
I love you. Nothing,
nothing
to keep us apart, because you're mine, you belong to me,
belong to me.
Come back,
back,
please, my dear, you know. And make up somehow. I love you,
love you
more than myself. Don't leave me,
leave me
for someone else, because you're mine, you belong to me.
Belong to me.
Yeah, how about that? A guy named Troy Dodds and an unnamed group, uncredited group, on the Daytona label. I have no idea what the date is on that one. No idea. Couldn't find it anywhere. It's called Count of Love. But I bet it came out after Duke of Earl. So figure that one out. Troy Dodds, unnamed group on Daytona. Just before that, the Cadets on Modern with Aaron Collins singing lead. From March 1957, and we heard You Belong to Me. We'll hear something by the Jacks a little later on. And yeah, the Pilgrim Travelers on Andex Records from 1958. And that was called The Battle of Jericho. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the microphone at all. It was my headphones. They weren't working, but everything's working pretty good right now. And I think since we start off with a gospel record, let's go right to a soul record. And this one is from August 1968, on Galaxy Records. The group is called The Right Kind. The song is called Going Back. Now, this group, what I find interesting about this group, other than the fact that it's a pretty good soul record, a guy in this group called Cal Valentine also sang previously with the Five Notes on Chess. Big Beat listeners probably know the Five Notes better than they know The Right Kind. Also, this guy sang with the Five Stars on Blue Boys Kingdom and the Five Masks on Jan. But here he is singing with The Right Kind and Going Back.
Just won't try and understand at all.
Say, oh, jack. I'm going crazy, but I ain't nobody's jerk. Show you who's boss. Yeah. You better do what I say.
Oh, yeah, you never know what you're going to hear on the Big Beat Show. And right there, we heard Bo Diddley, backed up by the uncredited Moonglows, recorded for Chess, probably about 1957, don't know for sure, and that was called Do What I Say. I also do not believe that it ever came out on a single 45, or 78 for that matter, but probably an album cut, not on any album I have, though. But it was done by Bo Diddley and the Moonglows on Galaxy Records from August of 68. We heard The Right Kind and Going Back. Now, there used to be a card game, it's still around, called Coon Can. I have no idea how to play it. I think it was way more popular back in the 30s and 40s than it is now. I don't know anybody who ever played it, but I know about it. Coon Can. And we're going to hear a song about a woman named Annie who plays that game and makes some money and loses some money and makes some money and loses some money. Coon Can Annie by The Shadows from 1952. But first, here's Otis Williams and the Charms covering Patsy Cline.
I go out walking after midnight out in the moonlight just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway, but that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I stop to see a willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I walk for miles along the highway, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me.
You are listening to WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
Oh, yeah!
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 Who can anybody get up late and tired? Yes, who can
played the game and played it in time. Yes, Coon Cat Annie played the game and played it fine. She was a gambling woman, gambling morning, noon, and night.
Oh, she never used tobacco, only whiskey, beer, and gin.
Coon Cat Annie.
Okay, this is something new that we added to our repertoire.
I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. Kissed you. You didn't mind it at all. For when I awake, such a break never happens. How long can a guy go on dreaming? And if there's a chance that you can, please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dream come true. Say it and make
you should applaud for that. Matter of fact, I did applaud for that. Yeah, that's probably a group, well, as talented as any vocal group from Jersey City ever was. Charm. That was Charm. And what we just heard was recorded live at UGHA in June of 1984. That's Charm. And their version of the Four Vagabonds recording from the 40s called I Had the Craziest Dream. They could do just about anything from soul to doo-wop to that old stuff. And they did it all very, very well. And before that, from 1952, on the Sittin' In label, not Sittin' In With, but Sittin' In, The Shadows and Coon Can Annie. We'll send that out to Eddie Shellhorn. I know he's a big fan of The Shadows. I don't know if you've heard that one, Eddie. Coon Can Annie by The Shadows. And it was Otis Williams and The Charms on Deluxe Records from February 1957, doing, that's right, a cover version of Patsy Cline's Walking After Midnight. Otis Williams and The Charms. Man, they did so many records, and I can't think of many that would not be considered excellent. They were a really good group, even when they did cover records like that, and when they did original stuff, and Otis Williams, whichever group he was singing with, there was more than just one group called The Charms. They were always great. So there you had it, Walking After Midnight on the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rollo. I'm here for another hour tonight, because I have an hour and a half tonight. Richard Skelly's not here, so when that happens, you know, we do an hour and a half of group harmony and then an hour and a half of blues. And just like 2 weeks ago when I did the blues show, the entire blues show will be from original 45 RPM records.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody wanna talk to
Maggie.
Everybody wanna talk to
Maggie.
Everybody wanna talk to
Maggie.
Everybody wanna talk to woo.
Maggie.
Well, she said,
to bop to bam, to little bop, whoa, whoa, to bop to bam, to little bop, to bop to bam, to little bop, whoa, to bop to bam, to little bop, to bop to bam, to little bop, whoa, to bop to bam, to little bop.
So sweet, well, that's my girl, yes, she's mine. I'm gonna love her, gonna squeeze her till the end of time. Boom, bop, jam, and diddy, bop, boom, 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 boom.
And give up my heart. for you to possess. I made a bid for happiness. Why did I fall in love? I trusted you, my darling, with all of the faith I know. But you let me down, you left me all alone. Oh, tell me, why did you go? Oh, why can't I find peace of mind? Why do I cry for you all the time? Why do I love you, my darling dear? Why did I fall in love? I trusted you, my darling, with all of the faith I know. But you let me down, you left me all alone.
There's two big beat favorites for you. Just now, the Jacks on RPM with Willie Davis, the great Willie Davis on lead. April 1956, and we heard him do Why Did I Fall in Love? And it was the Inspirations on Apollo from March 1956. And Maggie, I believe the Inspirations were a Philadelphia group. Yep. Now, last week I played, I don't think I got the whole thing in, the demo of Georgia Harris and the High Tones, an original demo previously unreleased, and the song was called Come On and Kiss Me Now. And that was the demo when the group, I guess they presented that to High Tone Records. It's possible they made it at High Tone, I don't know. But when it did come out, it was called I Wanna Kiss You, but on this CD, and probably as it's written on the demo, Come On and Kiss Me Now by Georgia Harris and the High Tones. The real record came out on High Tone in 1958. This is probably going to be from right about that same time. And by the way, if you're familiar with the one that came out, this is quite different. So I hope you enjoy it. And even if you're not familiar with the other one, I think you're going to like this. It's kind of raw, crude, and that's one of the ways that rhythm and blues and rock and roll group harmony should be presented. Georgia Harris and the High Tones on a demo. Come on and kiss me now.
I want to hold you. I want to squeeze you. I want to love you too.
Come let me hold you. I want to kiss you. Come let me tell you how much I miss you, my little darling. Come on and kiss me now. Well, we'll be together and we'll be happy. I will be near you. I'm gonna cheer you. You'll be my darling. I'll be your darling too. You know I love you. You know I need you. You know I want you so. When you leave me, how you grieve me. Don't you do that anymore. Oh, well, love me forever. Dum dum de dum. We'll be together. Dum dum de dum. You say you love me, and let me love you too. I want to love you too. And let me love you too.
Thank you.
kiss you.
I want to squeeze you.
Oh, how I miss you.
My little honey.
Come on and kiss me now. Well.
Love me forever.
Da da di dum dum.
We'll be together.
La la li lum lum. You say you love me. And let me love you too. I want to love you too. I've got to love you too. And let me love you too.
Womp doo doo, womp doo doo, womp doo doo, oh.
Womp doo doo, womp doo doo, womp doo doo, oh.
When I first met her, she loved somebody else. I thought that I could change her mind, have her for myself. But I guess I really know she was too good to be true.
Oh, I want to.
My love is true, but I guess I really know she was too good to be true.
Oh, I want to, oh, I want to. Oh, when I went to see her, she made me think she cared. I thought that she loved me too, and I love we could share.
I'm all alone, thinking of you. So blue, but I guess I really know she was too good to be true.
Oh, I want to, oh, I want to.
On our wedding day.
Yeah, last week I played, what did I play by the five discs a cappella? I played My Foolish Heart, yeah, from the CD. And there's another cut, a cappella, by the five discs. Of course, that was the time, a different version, obviously a cappella version, of a song that they did issue. I think I said last week that it was probably from the 60s. Now, I reconsider that. I think it was more likely the 70s. Yeah, the 70s, maybe even early 80s, but still really, really good. Eddie Pardocci there and Joe and a few of the other guys from the five discs at that time, and we just heard it. That was the time that I mentioned. Yeah, I want to send it to Mike Kustek. I know he's a big fan of the five discs and of a cappella. And just before that, from April of 1957 on Anko Records, the Academics gave us Too Good to Be True, a doo-wop standard from New England area, the Academics. And as it was, Georgia Harrison, the high tones with a piano only for the demo, for purposes of a demo, and that was ultimately issued on high tone as I Want to Kiss You, but right here it's called Come On and Kiss Me Now from about 1958. Yeah, you're listening to the Big Beat Show. We're only about halfway through because I have an hour and a half tonight, and got 45 more minutes of great group harmony. 45 on the Music Craft label. A late recording by the Paragons, it's Wedding Bells by the Paragons on Musicraft, September 1960. At this time, the Paragons were Ben Fraser, John May, Alan Moore, and Donald Travis. And here they are.
Wedding bells are ringing, sing a song of love.
Your heart. Ooh.
Yeah, there's a group on the Times Square Records label called the Admirations, and the title was called Mixture of Love. Could easily be called Recipe of Love, but that's not what they titled it. Mixture of Love by the Admirations on Times Square. That was recorded in 1960, and Times Square probably put it out in 61 or 62, and it came out on Relic also in 1963, near the end of that year. And it was Wedding Bells by the Paragons on Musicraft from September 1960. I want to say hi to Elaine Wade and to her sister Karen Efron. Thanks. Thank you very much for always sending me that interesting material that you send me on those CDs. I really do appreciate that and enjoy them very, very much. And I think we'll go down to Philadelphia to the Gotham label for this next recording. This is something that was recorded for Gotham in about 1954 or 55, but unissued, by a group called the Marquees. Now here, they spell their name M-A-R-Q-U-E-E-S, like the Marquee of a theater, you know, Marquees. In 1956, they re-recorded this song and issued it on Rainbow as the Marquees, spelled different, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, which technically should be pronounced Marquee, but it's just a spelling error. So they take a little off the test and got a little A-minus instead of an A for a misspelling. Anyway, here are the Marquees, unissued Gotham. And this is called I Don't Want Your Love.
I don't want the rain to fall.
Thank you.
12-year-old Richard Lanham and an uncredited group on the Acme label from 1957. That was called, as you know, On Your Radio. Of course, the uncredited group was largely his brothers. I believe there's one guy in there who was not one of his brothers. And they were the Tempo Tones. They just don't get credit on that particular record, but they do on just about everything after that. Richard Lanham. Richard was one, I think, when I first took over this radio show from Bill Swank many years ago. Richard Lanham was the very first guest that I ever had on here. And, yeah, he was still singing back in those days. Probably not now. Anyway, there you had it, On Your Radio. And since, yes, this is radio. I know a lot of people listen on the Internet now, either live streaming or archived, but you must know this originates from radio, the airwaves, non-commercial radio, a factor of the Constitution of the United States, guaranteed freedom of speech. And that's why we have this opportunity to play this kind of music. How else could it be done? There's no other way. There's no commercial radio station that's going to ever do this. And most non-commercial stations don't do it either. But here at WRSU-FM, an enlightened programming policy allows and encourages this show to remain on the air. And I am eternally grateful for that. So we just heard On Your Radio, Richard Lanham, when he was 12. And before that, some unreleased Joyce, an unreleased Joyce recording from the late 50s, Joyce label that is, by the Crescents, who did have some issued recordings. That was called Baby, I'm Serious About You. And the Marquees, just like Q-U-E-E-S, I Don't Want Your Love, recorded for Gotham in 54 or 55, but not issued by that company. All right, here we go. Last week I played a song, a gospel song for you, and I said this is one of my four favorite white gospel groups, the Jordanaires, on Capitol from June 1955. And right now I'm in the middle of like three books. You know, I'm reading this book about Sister Rosetta Tharpe and her life, and career, and in it they mention the Jordanaires, and they actually, and I was surprised by this too this week, they said the Jordanaires, first of all, when they were singing, they were influenced mainly, if not entirely, by the Golden Gate Quartet and the Harmonizing Four. They loved African-American gospel, this group did. And, get this, they were the first white group to tour with a black gospel caravan. They actually toured with Rosetta Tharpe in her, you know, gospel caravan that toured around the country, more or less. Now, if you think that's unusual, this is going to make it even more unusual. This was in 1949 that they did that. 1949. They didn't even meet Elvis Presley for, what, 8 more years, something like that? Well, not 8 more years, that's less than that. But they were singing gospel in 1949 with a black gospel troupe going around. Amazing, the Jordanaires. And since I read that this week, I thought, let me take that. I wish I had more of their recordings, by the way, but I don't from that time period. So I'm going to flip that one over on Capitol. This is called Will You Be Ready? Here are the Jordanaires.
Will you be ready on the great judgment morning to meet all your old friends and loved ones so dear? Well, well, oh, well, well, oh, judgment morning to meet all your old friends and loved ones so dear. Well, well, oh, well, well, oh, when the great goes call, brother, will you be waiting? Oh, will you be ready? Or will you still feel?
Yeah, the Jordanaires, pretty nice, huh? And before I play this next record, I must tell you that I just found out this week about the loss of another one of our pioneers from the Ravens. Actually, there's another person I'm going to mention, too, a little later. But Leonard Pusey of the Ravens passed away this week. I knew Leonard. He was quite a nice guy with a little sneaky sense of humor. Very quiet and shy person, too. And with the Ravens for a long, long time. I'm going to play for you something that was recorded for National, I believe, but unissued till 1978 on a Savoy 2 Records LP set. We're going to hear No More Kisses for Baby. And the reason I chose this one, because at the beginning of this song, you could hear Jimmy Ricks and Leonard Pusey, who, by the way, his nickname was Zeke. And you'll hear Jimmy Ricks call him that. A little interplay before they went to the main body of the song. So here are the Ravens with Leonard Pusey, Jimmy Ricks, and the rest of the guys. And No More Kisses for Baby. Listen to the beginning part now.
Hey, Zeke. I heard you stopped trapping uptown the other day, man. What was happening?
Yeah, man, my girl got a bit too fast for me. I had to cut her sport a little bit.
You mean she tried to get slick that quick?
Yeah, but I had a little news for her.
She just got out the sticks. School me, man.
Listen.
No more kisses for baby, 'cause baby's been bad again.
Let that cut us be talk to.
No more hugging and squeezing, because that's not the mood that I'm in. Well, I told her once, I told her before, that someday she'll wake up and find out I'm not such a fool anymore. So no more kisses for baby, 'cause baby's been bad again. What a shame, baby's been bad again.
I bet that got it, man. Bet that got it.
Yeah, I got her thinking now. She don't know what to do.
That's the way to treat her. Treat her rough and make her love her. Just because she's the butcher's daughter, don't give her a quarter.
That's an idea.
Treat her rough. School these boys. Make them wake up and live.
No more kisses for baby,
'cause baby's been bad again.
No more hugging and squeezing.
No, no, that's not the mood that I'm in.
Well, I told her once, I told her before, that someday she'll wake up and find out I'm not such a fool anymore. So no more kisses for baby, 'cause baby's been bad again. What a shame.
Naughty girl.
Yeah.
A rhythm and blues classic on Atlantic Records from September 1953. The Drifters and Money Honey with the unmistakable lead of Mr. Clyde McFadder. And just before that, it was Leonard Poosey doing the lead on No More Kisses for Baby by the Ravens, unissued till 1978. And we also lost another guy this week, more a pioneering group, you could say, that the Deep River Boys, I believe the last original member of the Deep River Boys, Mr. Jimmy Lundy, passed away this week also. I'm going to play something by the Deep River Boys that only came out on a transcription. Now, transcriptions were made not for commercial use, but actually they were made to be sent to radio stations to be played there. You couldn't go out and buy them, but you didn't know who the singer was, so they were to promote the singer. This one was on the transcription label company. It was called Associated Program Service Transcriptions, number 60871B. And it was recorded May 10th, 1946. We'll hear the Deep River Boys with something called Bad Penny. Then right after that, from 1950 on Imperial, the very first rhythm and blues vocal group ever to record on Imperial, 1950, and the group was called, get ready for this, the Mellow Kings. That's right, the Mellow Kings, with no dash between the word mellow and kings. And we'll hear something called The Kiss, the very first vocal group record, at least R&B vocal group record, on Imperial. I'll stop there. Imperial number 5105, the Mellow Kings with The Kiss. But right now, here are the Deep River Boys and Bad Penny.
Bad Penny, so you've turned up again. Bad Penny, do you remember when you took me for a sleigh ride that wonderful day? Then took me for a sleigh ride in the middle of May. Bad Penny, I guess you're just no good. How many would you hurt if you could? Don't even try, just say goodbye and then Bad Penny, please don't turn up again. Well, just look what's happened, just look who's back in town. I guess you're looking for another heart that you can kick around. Bad Penny, you just double again. Bad Penny, do you remember when? Don't even try. Bad Penny.
Kind of a practice done by a group called the Satisfiers from Washington, D.C., 1952, that came out on a Rainbows CD, but it is not the Rainbows, it's the Satisfiers. Now, that was John Berry, who later went to be with the Rainbows, and Don Covey, who went on to a soul recording career. And maybe some other Rainbows were in there, but it was not the group the Rainbows. That was the Satisfiers with Telephone. That was given to me by Stuart Guzman when he was here, I guess, a year and a half ago, or so, and a great show he gave us. And let's see, before that we heard The Kiss by the Mellow Kings, nothing like the Herald group, the Mellow Kings, on Imperial from 1950, and Bad Penny by the Deep River Boys on a transcription. I got a little time, I think I'll play a couple things by the Five Keys. We'll go to March 24th, 1960, is the recording date for Do Something for Me on King Records. It was issued in May 1961. And we'll come back and talk a little bit and give you one more Five Keys record. But here they are with Do Something for Me.
I want to care. Yeah.
is true. Ah, till you do. No, 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 said my heart. My mind says yes, but I must confess I'm still in love with you. No, you love me too. Give me a sign that you'll be mine, that you'll be fair from the start. For it is true until you do.
Yeah, the Five Keys leave me speechless, but this is my job, so I gotta continue. That's a great recording by the Five Keys on King, huh? 1961. We're gonna go back to the last one, recorded September 26, 1952, but Aladdin chose never to issue it until it was issued, more or less, in 1971. We're gonna hear the Five Keys with If You Only Knew. No Big Beat Show next week, there's football, but in 2 weeks we'll be back on the scene with the Record Machine at 7 o'clock on WRSU-FM. New Brunswick. So, may harmony be with you until next time. By the way, stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. That guy Lou Rollo is here again. Got to put up with him. He's filling in for Richard. Okay. The Five Keys, If You Only Knew. Thank you very much. Good night.
If you only knew how much I have cried, the pain that I feel for you deep inside. You never will leave me here brokenhearted. Darling, if you my eyes I've shed through the years, this ache in my heart would never appear. With your hand in mine, we'd face life together. Darling, if you're in, let your heart be too blind to see the road of happiness ahead for you and me. Life can be fine if you only say